Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Have you noticed that all of a sudden the British Prime Minister is saying multiculturalism has failed, that basically Muslims are dangerous devils? Have you noticed that the president of France has come out and said that multiculturalism has failed? The globalists knew that all of this was destined to fail, to get all these different cultures and groups together and then play everyone off against each other, government playing the referee. Oh, people may have gotten along with each other in many communities, but overall, because of how these governments design this system, it's designed to balkanize us and turn us against each other. They bring in all of these different groups to destabilize regions, so only a powerful central government can control it. The Romans controlled Rome that way by encouraging people, not that they needed much encouragement, people like to be around folks that they're like, generally, in different neighborhoods. And you see that model, of course, in the big cities of Europe, in New York, in places like Los Angeles, Chicago. But I just, of all the stacks of news here, I thought it was interesting that in the last few days, all these different European leaders, that's not just Sarkozy of France, or, of course, the Prime Minister of England, it's others coming out and saying this. And why is that happening? Because the globalists, admittedly, have tried to force their past puppet, Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, to step down, and that's still waffling back and forth, so that they can basically get groups that are seen as more radical in positions to get on more of a war footing with Israel and the West, so that the West has a pretext to go in there and blow the place to bits. And that's why the New World Order has been caught over and over again financing every radical Muslim group out there. At the head of all those groups are untouchables who always have pedigrees in Western intelligence agencies. Anwar al-Awlaki, Osama bin Laden. This is admitted fact there for all to see, but it's ignored like, oh, that's un-American to read the Associated Press or Fox News reporting Anwar al-Awlaki is secretly hanging out and working for the Pentagon. Well, but it's admitted. It's admitted that Osama bin Laden was called a hero in the late 1980s and that our own government helped create what is known as Al-Qaeda today. That's in Time Magazine, Newsweek, but, oh, it's blowback from him. Oh, al-Awlaki, blowback. Osama bin Laden, it's blowback. It's blowback, 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 blowback. No, it's not. Oh, this blowback always allows the empire to launch new wars and take over resources. Oh, this blowback lets the federal government take our liberties and freedoms and get away with crimes that are unspeakable. No, they've engineered it. And we have the history of our government staging terror attacks as a pretext for control. And we have the history of every other major government and empire doing it. And I know I talk a lot about it, and that's because we've got Mr. Napolitano, Mr. Janet Napolitano, I almost said Mr. Mano, up there running around saying, you've got to reauthorize the Patriot Act. Al-Awlaki is going to blow everything up. It's the biggest threat since 9/11. Oh, my gosh. And then there's no discussion, no investigation about him hanging out secretly at the Pentagon and all the other connections of him working for the Pentagon. Or the fake bin Laden videos they upload, or the fake Adam Gadon videos they upload, and that guy, admittedly, grandson of the former head of the ADL. It's all ridiculously staged if you're paying attention. They're counting on you not being conscious. And I want to talk about not being awake, not, you know, what that means. When we come back from this quick break, please stay with us. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be arrested. tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, T-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again. Go to gusset.com/America today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. It is Friday, the 11th day of February, 2011. And I was already planning to take off Monday because today's my birthday and one of my daughter's birthdays is coming up in a few days. But I'm going to leave you at the halfway point today because I have a story I'm working on that is going to take my full attention. But Watson is going to be filling in from Britannia, from Albion, from England for the last hour and a half of the broadcast. And Joe C. Husen will be joining us of Liberty Guard. The federal government did not respond, at least the last time we talked to them, in a timely way, as they were supposed to by law, to the Freedom of Information Act order. They're always called requests, but it's really a law dealing with the TSA stand down. The TSA stand down the day before, the day of, and for 2 days after, on Thanksgiving of the TSA. They just turned off the scanners nationwide. Scores of newspapers confirmed that. We were first reporting it here, so was the Drudge Report, that they were turned off. I actually had two crew members traveling the day before Thanksgiving, flying back to Austin from Denver. They were out west doing the interview with Russell Means that folks have now had a chance to see, and there was no scanners on and no pat-downs going on. It was just like 10 years ago. Walk through the metal detector, and voila. See how you accept the metal detector, and then it's take your shoes off, and then it's go in a microwave oven, and then let us stick our hands down your pants. And the government's come out and said they do plan to make everyone go through a body scan and a grope down when they're done. People are like, well, you don't all have to do it. Yeah, they always incrementally put it in. That's a psychological warfare tactic that's being used. But the word a few weeks ago was they were preparing a lawsuit with Bob Barr's organization, Liberty Guard, and C. Hewson is the head of that group. Barr's the founder. And so we're going to get some breaking news today, I'm told, on the fight against the unconstitutional extreme excesses of the TSA at 12:30, an hour and a half from now, roughly, when Joe C. Hewson joins us. Then we always have our weekly visit with Bob Chapman. And then on Monday, you're going to have Paul Watson and, of course, also Aaron Dykes co-hosting for part of the broadcast. And we've got a special interview that we're going to re-air in the last hour as well. I'm actually going to be here in town, but I am taking that day off. I'm not going to take the next few days off. I will be working, but I will try to be there for my daughter's birthday on Monday, take off some time and do that. And for taking off the time, I really can't apologize. Obviously, Hosni Mubarak has stepped down as president, and the army has taken over. And Mr. Panetta yesterday came out and in the morning in a congressional hearing, the head of the CIA said that he was going to step down yesterday. And then he gave a speech last night and didn't step down. But I guess the Army today gave him an offer he couldn't refuse. I guess either your signature or your brains will be on it via the Godfather. And he has stepped down. So the well-serving dupe tyrant of 31 years is now saying he's going to step down, or has stepped down. The interesting thing about this is you notice that Nicolas Sarkozy of France, also the Prime Minister of England, have come out now and both said the same thing, and several other leaders of European countries have said the same thing. Multiculturalism has failed, and that basically Muslims are incompatible with our Western society. Now, I think that that is an extreme oversimplification, isn't it? Yes, it's true that Europe was invaded repeatedly, and large portions of even Western Europe, including Spain, were taken by the Muslims. It is true that Turkey was once the Byzantine Empire and really the center of New Rome, Constantinople, which, of course, is now under another name. I certainly understand that many of the Muslims and Arabs do have a religious pride and a desire to spread the rebirth of the Ottoman Empire. But why, if that is the case, would the West accelerate in the last 30 years the unfettered immigration of Muslims into the Western world? They have programs where the federal government flips over backwards to bring as many Somalis, who were obviously North African Muslims predominantly, to places like Minneapolis-St. Paul. Now, I think they're good people that deserve a right to live and work hard. But I'm simply looking at the historical facts here. Why do they take Muslims from some of the most radical countries and seed them all over the nation and then have the Ford Foundation go in with liberation theology in all of the major universities and teach them that America's bad and you need to take over and it's your right to do it, while simultaneously funding other university programs saying Muslims are pure evil and the devil and we're going to have a clash of civilizations with them? I have no doubt that we couldn't get along with the Muslims and that they are on average very moral, cultured people who invented much of the sciences we have today. Unfortunately, in the last really 90 years, the British, then the Germans, and since World War II, the U.S., on record has done everything they can to radicalize Muslims and overthrow mainline competitive governments and put in radicals so that those countries basically stay in the Stone Age. And that's why you see the Prime Minister of England, the President of France coming out and saying multiculturalism has failed, Muslims are dangerous, they're not compatible. Because they're getting ready to destabilize the entire Middle East, as Webster Tarpley and many others broke down here years ago, as 13, 14 years ago, Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote in the Grand Chessboard, another book 2 years ago, and they are igniting radical Islam. They have put dictators in to make radical Islam look legitimate when it overthrows these countries so the West can have a full-scale war with these people. And they're going to initiate low-intensity terror attacks all over the West with patsies and also provocateur but also purely manufactured to then use the Muslim threat to attack the globalist real enemy, private property, libertarian type conservatives, liberals, it doesn't matter, intellectuals, property owners, gun owners. So that's the bait and switch. It's the clash of civilizations, and the globalists want to mop up the Muslims that are a threat to them because they won't accept the globalist system of control, the abortion, the infanticide, the one-child policy, and it'll help them wipe out their other real big enemy, mainline, classical, puritanical, Protestant type ethic of the West. There you have it. Okay, let's go to Webster Griffin Tarpley. He'll be with us for 20 minutes or so. Appreciate him coming on short notice. They say Mubarak has stepped down. Give us your breakdown on this.
Well, it appears that he has stepped down. That's the announcement from Vice President Suleiman on the official Egyptian television. So until we learn something else, let's assume that's true, although we've been burned a few times. I think what you've got to ask yourself is what kinds of threats were delivered overnight by the U.S. government to Egypt? I can imagine yesterday evening Obama chewing the carpet in the White House in an absolute fit of rage, threatening to fire Panetta for his bungling incompetence and stupidity, basically wanting to fire the director of national intelligence. What I imagine going on, but chewing the carpet in rage. And then, of course, you could see this reflected on television. Somebody like David Gergen, always connected to the various White Houses, saying this cannot be allowed to stand, because if Mubarak can stand up to the U.S., then you've got a partial collapse, at least, of U.S. imperialism in the area that they have, for some reason, defined as the most important in the world.
And from 3 weeks ago, you have been proven correct. It's now admitted, and the White House, and they all admit that they basically funded the opposition groups and triggered this. And do you still follow the same line of reasoning, that this is the first domino in a destabilization program? That's basically what Brzezinski and Herr Kissinger have said now.
That is what they hope it is. Now, this has now been another object lesson for those who have foolishly forgotten about the fate of the Shah and Marcos and so many others. They've now seen this again. So I think a lot of people are going to be mobilized. If you listen to the soft power group, and this is not the neocons now, this is the Joseph Nye International Crisis Group, soft power, subversive destabilization group. You can see that.
So Soros is involved. Soros is involved.
Soros is involved. Right? That's the international.
So Glenn Beck's right. Glenn Beck's right.
Oh, of course. Well, I don't know Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck started saying that a week after you started saying it. But and I'm glad he's getting the truth from this show. But the evidence is all right there.
Anyway, the International Crisis Group is money from Soros and the ideological direction from Brzezinski. They're all saying now on to Syria, on to Saudi Arabia, on to Iran, on to China, on to Russia. Why not? There's no limit to the attempts of these people. This is now going to be Obama's election campaign, is to say, I'm better than Bush, because Bush bogged you down in this tremendously expensive, catastrophic war, but I can overthrow countries simply using soft power.
Tarpley, you really are incredible. You really are incredible, because you did say here 3 years ago, during the middle of the Obama campaign, that he was going to use kamikaze puppets and that they were going to overthrow countries through popular color revolution rebellions George Soros funded. And that is exactly what they've been doing. So let's continue when we come back and break that down. Now, you did miscalculate a bit. You thought Mubarak might be able to hold on.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Now, to be clear, the reason I bring Glenn Beck up is that we get a good indication of where the U.S. media is, starting about 2 weeks ago, about a week after Tarpley laid out the facts here and others did. Beck came out and said, why are they trying to put the Muslim Brotherhood in? You know, they're radical Muslims that want to have war with Israel. Well, not really. They're British intelligence run, and that's on record. So he only goes so far. But the media attacked him, saying, how dare he support a dictator when he wasn't? And some of the media attacked yours truly, saying, look, even Jones, you know, is saying, don't kick Mubarak out. I didn't say that. I said the globalists triggered this. They admit they triggered it. George Soros is in there funding it. These are not nice people. They want to now overthrow all these puppet dictatorships. They even put out rumors yesterday that the king of Saudi Arabia had died. Looks like, was that true? I think it turned out that it wasn't. I mean, there's all these destabilization programs going on. The Muslim Brotherhood saying overthrow Jordan, overthrow Yemen, overthrow Saudi Arabia. China's trying to lock down all this news. This is the global strategy. What are they trying to get out of this, Webster?
Well, let's look at what has now happened in Egypt. You now have a military junta. This is now a military government. Part of the exit deal, whatever threats were made to Mubarak, you know, the imprisonment of his son or who knows what, he is now given power, not according to the Constitution, but to the military council. In other words, Mubarak's last deed was to shred the Constitution and delegate power, which I don't know how he can do it, because he doesn't have such a power, at least in theory. It's now the military council. So it's a military junta that is now running the country. And this is now, it's a CIA military coup. These crowds that you see on television, I assure you, have absolutely nothing to do with what happened behind the scenes. This was pure great power threats exercised by the U.S. against Egypt. The difference between Iran and Egypt is that Iran is basically an enemy state from the U.S. point of view. They don't have that leverage, whereas with Egypt, they have all kinds of leverage, starting with the food situation. Now, the purpose of this military junta, military dictatorship, because that's what you have, and it's an oligarchy, is to, I believe, roll back this refusal by Mubarak to enter into the U.S. nuclear umbrella. This proposal from the summer of 2009, where Obama came forward and said, we want to have Israel, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, and so forth, all under U.S. nuclear protection. And this amounts to assembling a war alliance, a military front of Sunni Arab states with the Israelis and the U.S. sticking into it, and play this all against Iran. Think of the Brzezinski parallels under Carter. This is just the first step, what we've just seen. This is now the creation of this military government. Where is this military government going to go? If it can't solve internal problems, which I doubt it can, if it stays under the IMF and the World Bank, then you're going to need some glory. Well, where are you going to get glory? Well, maybe you start picking fights with Iran over some issue, right? Think about how Brzezinski went from the Iran overthrow in 1978-79 to very quickly the destabilization of Afghanistan and then getting the Soviets into that. It ends in war. War is now closer. That is what these people have to understand. On NPR this morning, they're saying, oh, these wonderful demonstrators, they should get the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, no, they should get the war prize, because they have now brought a general war with Iran closer. The Iranians have not publicly said that this is the case. The Iranians, I'm afraid, have been somewhat opportunistic in piling on this, greeting Tunisia and Egypt as an Islamic revolution. They're not. These are CIA.
Yeah, they don't see the trap. They don't see the trap they're being led into. What about suddenly all these presidents and prime ministers, England, France, saying Muslims are bad and multiculturalism failed? I mean, we really see the war propaganda gearing up for this World War III scenario.
It's quite possible. The other thing I would stress is, suppose this government is in good faith, right? Let's give them the benefit of the doubt, which I really don't. But what could they do? The first thing they ought to do is raise the minimum wage. Mubarak had just raised the wages of the public employees, but that came too late to make any difference. They should lower the price of bread, cooking oil, and fuel. The big thing that this government ought to do, if they're really patriotic, take advantage of the international goodwill for Egypt right now, which is existing, created by the media. Declare a debt moratorium. Freeze your debt. Stop paying. Stop paying the International Monetary Fund. Stop paying the European Bank. Stop paying the City of London. Stop paying Wall Street. And say, oh, we have to do this because Mubarak has looted our country. Use that as a story. And get Egypt out from under this crushing debt burden and the other strictures that have been put on them. And, of course, then you could begin to think about expanding the Suez Canal, developing the Nile. This Ibrahim Kamel, part of Mubarak's circle, the guy who fought to keep him in power, has a whole plan on his website how you can develop the huge desert areas of Egypt by pumping out the water from the Nile.
All right, stay there, Webster. I want to look on a larger geopolitical pullback and what you see the globalist doing in the future.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Can run on for a long time.
So, bottom line,
for a long time,
Mubarak would not go along with giving his support to an attack on Iran. The globalists want chaos in the region as a pretext to continue to have forces there and to expand that presence. And this is the stated policies of the Soros crew, of Zbigniew Brzezinski, of Henry Kissinger. And Webster, I understand you want to see Egypt thrive. You want to see development, but I don't see the globalist allowing that. We know the IMF World Bank policy is to use debt and high interest rates to keep countries in squalor so that they can never properly develop. So they're basically under the control of this soft economic imperium. So shifting gears away from that, who are the different factions there? Who is the Muslim Brotherhood? Give us a brief tutorial on the admitted history of radical Islam being funded, financed, and protected to radicalize the Muslim world as a pretext to produce a clash of civilizations. And where do you see this going? Not where you want to see it go, but where do you see this New World Order operation going?
Well, in Egypt, it's very clear that the Muslim Brotherhood was created by the British in the late 1920s as an antidote to the, at the time that the country was a British colony, it was an attempted antidote by the British to the WAFD party, W-A-F-D, which had a strong nationalist and anti-British component to it. It was a parliamentary party. So the British created the Muslim Brotherhood as a counterweight, and the Muslim Brotherhood was generally not agitating against the British colonialism, but rather agitating against the local governments on these themes of what we could call social issues. Now, during the 60s, 50s, and 60s into the 70s, the Muslim Brotherhood attempted to sabotage the modernization of Egypt, especially because they were opposed to Nasser. Now, Nasser, of course, had many, many problems, but he had tremendous merits, and the biggest merit is that huge Aswan High Dam, which is the centerpiece of the economic development of the whole country in the past half century. I would say that the Muslim Brotherhood has factions in it that have mellowed during the 80s, 90s, and into the current decade. But the idea of a government where the Muslim Brotherhood would have total power, I think, would be a very bad thing.
But they are calling, let me just stop you, they are calling now, let's go on to Egypt. From Egypt to Saudi Arabia to Jordan to Yemen,
sure.
They are calling for this. And strangely, we see Iran saying they like it. We see the globalists funding it, obviously, to try to get the radicals into power or to use them to further destabilize. Then the globalists can come in and fill that vacuum with other coalition weak puppet governments that they can control. But I want to play this brief clip from Henry Kissinger a few weeks ago saying that this Mubarak situation is only the first scene in the first act of a larger play. Here it is.
There's no possibility that they won't in a democratic process. The question is whether other parties can emerge that balance them.
Dr. Kissinger, before I leave you, what advice would you give Secretary Clinton right now as she's dealing with this?
Well, I would talk as little publicly as possible because we don't really know what is going on. We are generally, I think the conduct of our government has been generally in the right direction for the same goals. We should not have any illusions, however. We are going to go through a period of great uncertainty and of a lot of maneuvering once the lid is off. Right now, everybody's focused on the removal of Mubarak. That is only the first scene of the first act of a drama that has to be played out.
All right.
And this act you see.
So, Webster, what I'm saying here is the global technocrats, the Anglo-American establishment, Britain, the U.S., Israel, they wouldn't be going with this destabilization program if they weren't confident. I'm asking you, what is their stratagem? I mean, we know the general stratagem, but what do you see them doing next?
Well, remember, they talk big, and they always promise more than they can deliver. And maybe it's not that they're confident. Maybe it's that they're desperate, and this is a flight forward on other issues, mainly the dollar. Right now, they have a military junta. These are the generals. These are mainly generals chosen by Mubarak. Let's look at the tradition in Egypt. It's the tradition of the colonels. In the 1950s, you had the overthrow of King Farouk, who had been under backed by the British. And then you had a kind of a transitional situation, which may be where we are now. And then the coup d'etat of the colonels around Nasser, which gave you about the best government in the Middle East that you had during this entire period of several decades. So let's look maybe somewhere in the Egyptian army. There are some radicalized colonels who see the humiliation of their country, a coup d'etat proclaimed by the head of the CIA from Washington. They must be mortified beyond belief. So maybe there's a counter force emerging there. I think that's a real worry for the Anglo-Americans, that you might have some modernizing, pro-development, non-Mubarak, non-dictatorial, but authoritarian types in the Egyptian military. Perfectly possible. Other than that, the soft power group, the people who believe in subversion, not bombing, but using these methods of the people power coup, the color revolution, the postmodern coup, they would undoubtedly set their sights on Syria. What are the chances in Syria? Well, on the one side, Syria is a very highly developed police state, maybe more so than Egypt. I think a lot more so than Egypt. On the other hand, it has an ethnic minority ruler. The Assad family represent this very small Alawite ethnic minority, which is ethnically different from the vast majority of the Syrian population. So they're a target. They'll undoubtedly target Jordan. Now, there it's significantly harder because of the way in which the monarchy is rooted in the clan and even tribal structure of the country. So far, there's no movement against the Hashemite dynasty represented by the current king. And then we get to Saudi Arabia. Let's see what might happen here. We had this idea that Prince Bandar, about 18 months ago, was attempting to play the Russian card. And there was a crackdown on him. And the last I heard of him, he was put under house arrest. If you can imagine King Abdullah and maybe more active people in the royal family, they look at the fate of Mubarak. What are they going to do? They're going to say, call Beijing, call Moscow, call people in, let's play these other cards. The U.S. may be, therefore, impelled to try a coup in Saudi Arabia to prevent Saudi Arabia from developing fallback options that would allow them to escape from this situation of one-way dependency on the U.S. Then you can look at some other countries, Algeria. You've got Bouteflika there. He's been there for quite a while. They'd like to target him. It's a very big oil producer. And, of course, the net idea, all of these countries, use them against Russia, use them against China, use them against Iran. That's the bottom line. And whereas Mubarak said, I'm not interested in that, that doesn't help me, get lost, scram, beat it. Now you're going to have governments that will say, oh, yes, of course, Mr. Obama, we'll be so happy to carry out your anti-Chinese, anti-Iranian, anti-Russian policies. And I'm afraid that's what has changed. If Obama wants to go and do something for Egypt in his speech at 1:30, instead of more of this hot air, blasé rhetoric that he usually comes up with, announce an immediate large-scale food aid shipment. Let's get several million tons of grain to Egypt right now and avoid starvation.
Because that would put a salve on a lot of the instability, but they probably want the instability to continue so they can jockey around in there and try to get who they want in power.
Exactly. I think the U.S. card is now simply shoot the works for chaos, destabilization, and mob rule, and that's what we've seen. But again, remember, the mob you see in the street is simply an illusion, right? It's a smokescreen, it's a prop. These are the walk-on parts in this drama. The real stuff goes on behind the scenes, and what kinds of threats were delivered to Mubarak, to Suleiman, to this Tantawi, to Enan, the head of the Egyptian military. That, I think, will be the interesting thing.
Well,
to find
let me
out.
Just interject. Going back 3 weeks ago, the media kept saying he will step down today, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy to really bolster the destabilization and the protest. And they just kept announcing it. And then when they shot the works yesterday and Panetta said, oh, he'll step down today. And then Mubarak came out and gave a speech and didn't step down. You had called that yesterday on air, hours before it happened. You had said that he's trying to hold on right now, and that they've basically given him the order and already issued the threats, and that he still may not step down. But then when he did, that shows that there was incredible pressure being put on them. And we've seen Israel in the last 5 days threatening to basically invade or to attack Egypt, saying we're now on a war footing. But publicly, Israel's been claiming they have support for Mubarak. So
yeah, again, probably a double policy. It's fairly common. But the thing that Mubarak has done, I think, in departing, whatever else he's done, is by staying and fighting for this 2-week period, Mubarak has established in front of the eyes of the world, this is a CIA coup. This is not this gaggle of nihilists in the square. This has nothing to do with these crowds. This was a top-down CIA operation with heavy-duty threats. God knows.
Well, they sent Alberti in, who hadn't been there in a long time, the week before, and he started giving basically overthrow speeches, and then it came out in the headlines, U.S. behind protesters. And then now the West is saying, yes, he will step down today. I mean, they basically admit that they did this. And then you've got Google, that's a known NSA, CIA admitted creation now. You know, don't be evil. What a joke. And then they've got one of their minions in there, you know, to help manipulate the technotronic technocracy. I mean, this is, go over that constellation of pure evidence briefly that this was a Western coup.
Well, we have now the television celebrating this guy, Konim, this character you see, not charismatic, but a Google executive. They're celebrating Konim as the founder of the revolution. So again, if it was Robespierre in France and Lenin in Russia and maybe Mao in China, now we have Konim. This is impossible. This guy is a little mouse. This is a little nothing. We also have this interesting fact that the main group among the young nihilists in the square is this April 6th organization, which happens to be a clone of the original Color Revolution group, which is the Otpor group in Serbia, left over from 1999-2000 when the U.S.
And George Soros isn't hiding that. I mean, they're not hiding the fact that they're in there manipulating this.
No, they exchange love notes in public on the Internet. You can see what's left of Otpor, basically nothing. But the old veterans of Otpor are sending love notes to the April 6th and vice versa. And, of course, we also have the Daily Telegraph reports that the entire plan that we've just seen as far as the public square part, right, the people power aspect, all of this was worked out in the United States in late 2008, just as Obama was taking power here with a similar operation.
Is what you said on air. You said they're shifting away from open military invasion and the conquering, and they're shifting to the Brzezinski model of destabilize, have revolutions, overthrow, and then out of the chaos, put your people in, and then use that country as a kamikaze against the next.
And that will be one of Obama's main arguments to the Wall Street people when he comes around for contributions, saying, look, reelect me, because I give you everything you want, without the expense of a war, without the upheaval, without the movements. The problem with that is that works fine on your own client state, right? You can stab your own ally in the back. That's easier than fighting Iran with a color revolution, whereas the Iranians, of course, fight back. The Chinese have fought back in the past, right, at Tiananmen. So it's much harder.
What was the 888? I mean, that was admittedly a NATO situation. Was that a test of Russia?
I'm sorry, which one?
What was 888? I mean, was that a test of Russia? Why did they do that?
What, the attack on Georgia?
Yes.
Well, this was simply it was an attempt by people from this Brzezinski orbit, or people who came from the Brzezinski orbit, this madman Saakashvili, fascist warmonger there in Georgia, went berserk and tried to start something. And this was simply an attempt, I think, to get the attention back towards the big strategic issues, which are things around Russia and China and India. So, it was a kind of a calling card from Brzezinski.
Which shows how reckless these people are, because the Russians admittedly rolled mobile nukes in, and their Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman went on television and said, we're preparing for nuclear war with NATO, and then the West backed off, which it's insane.
Yeah, it is insane. And what you always see is the question of the nation state or the empire. Unfortunately, the empire has won against the nation state. Yesterday, the nation state was briefly in the lead, whatever else you want to think. But today, the empire has, at least for the moment, triumphed. The problem that the CIA has is you take a U.S. asset and put that person into power. From the moment that they take power, the apparatus of the nation state begins to capture them and forces them to act more and more like a national leader, less and less like a foreign agent. And that's what happened to Mubarak. He had become really a national leader from his own point of view.
Yeah, it was the same thing with Saddam, also put in by the West.
The internal form of these dictatorships is simply the typical form of a government in an underdeveloped third world segment of the U.S. empire, and that's pretty uniform. It doesn't seem to vary.
Well, Webster, what do you think about people like Ray McGovern, who thinks this is overall going to be positive, and he thinks El Baradei's a good guy because he, you know, said WMDs weren't in Iraq?
I'm afraid that once you've served in the CIA, you never quite get over it. I think that you can see a kind of a body of opinion that corresponds to the U.S. intelligence community. The left liberals who used to oppose Bush and Cheney have now, I think, completely discredited themselves, that they were imperialists all along, that they had a beef with Bush Cheney about methods, but not about goals. They're interested in a U.S. world empire, and they said, don't use military means, use our subversive means. However, even so, what has happened in Egypt is a defeat for the U.S. world empire. The empire, in some ways, has been more weakened by this than by other possible outcomes, simply because it is now so clear that the CIA has done it. In other words, the whole nature of this project is to tear down the existing empire with the hope of reforming it, but that may not go well. Certainly, Egypt now enters into a period of prolonged chaos and instability. And again, I would urge Obama, send a few million tons of grain if you have any concern about Egypt, because that's what they need more than your hot air.
Well, for folks that say we can't do that, we're already giving them foreign aid, and the bankers want another $100 trillion of our tax money. Why can't we give, you know, $1 billion of grain to them if it stops a chain reaction that leads to Middle East-wide war? Webster, thank you so much
for
spending time with us. We'll talk to you again in the next few days as this unfolds.
See you soon, and keep up with me on Twitter.
All right.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
I just want to say that our V for Victory campaign is now popping up on TV stations around the country. They're covering it. It's growing exponentially, has the potential to be the most successful viral liberty campaign we've ever launched on the street and the internet. the combination of the flyers up all over the country and popping up all over the world from England to Mexico. The combination of people shooting video of that and then putting it on the web is incredible. We're getting so many amazing video submissions for the answer to 1984 1776 contest. That's the contest. $10,000 in prizes. First place, $7,000. Second place, $2,000. Third place, $1,000. I've got one of the submissions. There's a whole bunch of great ones. And keep submitting them because we don't know who the winner is going to be until we get them all in the next 2 weeks. But coming up at 8 after next hour, I'm going to play the video / audio of an incredible animation we were sent. What's it called? A Day in the Park. And that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if radio listeners want to go see it. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and / radio listeners, you'll at least hear the audio of that coming up at the start of the next hour. You know, I decided to get Tarpley on earlier in the hour. I meant to really get into, and I am going to cover this some the next hour before Watson and then Bob Chapman join us. I wanted to get into just the nature of reality and how the globalists couldn't be getting away with all the outrageous things they're doing, all the open crimes they're committing, if people had any historical reference. And I'm not talking about my listeners or the billions of people that are awake around the planet to tyranny. Folks in the third world certainly are. And the tens of millions of Americans who are fully awake, and I'd say probably 50 to 80 to 100, I don't even know, other Americans that are starting to wake up if you look at the polls. I mean, when Congress has a 9 to 11% approval rating year after year now for the last 3 years, that shows you, lowest in history, that you know, people are starting to wake up to a certain point. But all the time, I just think about how the government knows sodium fluoride gives you cancer. They knew that when they put it in. We have a government that's been caught shooting people up with live polio and HIV and hepatitis and sterilants and syphilis, and it's in the mainstream news all the time. We have a government that's been caught radiating foster children. We've got a government that's been caught if I tried to list all of their insane crimes, if you had a neighbor that had done things like that, they'd be in prison. But even if they weren't, you wouldn't associate with them. You wouldn't give them the keys to your house when you're out of town to come over and, you know, water the plants. It's just so fundamental that we've just kind of gotten conditioned to just roll over like a prostitute to whatever the pimp does to us. He knocks our teeth out. That's fine. That's what pimps do. He puts cigarettes out on us. That's what he does. He robs us, but you know, that's what he does. Well, listen, I'm not their slave. I'm not their property. And I have a right as a fundamentally free, sentient being. It's universal law to not be their property, to not be their slave, and to not be assaulted by them with propaganda and chemicals, and biologicals to assault my psyche, to assault my physical body. And I'm just here to get people to simply wake up to the globalist crimes. And then you can do whatever you want about it. There's a lot of solutions as well. Take the states back, educate the people, understand what the globalists are doing. But the most important thing to understand is, and Ron Paul's beat this drum, I've beat this drum. I hardly ever watch Glenn Beck. I did watch him the other night, and he did say we've got to develop a movement against the globalist, against the New World Order, against the socialist world they want to build. Of course, his answer is the Republican Party and neocons, another arm of it. But the fact that they've allowed him to even go that far shows how much success we've had. We've got to build the true liberty movement to not just challenge the George Soros crowd, but to also challenge the Republicans. The mainline Republicans who've sworn to suppress the real Tea Party people. We saw a bunch of Tea Party Republicans vote against the Patriot Act. I mean, we're gaining ground.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives.
the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got an article up at Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo. Dominic Strauss-Kahn and others have put out more public statements and reports. They've done it for over 30 years, but now they're not just putting it out in quiet white papers to themselves that you've got to go dig around and find. They're now putting out press releases saying, we want a new global government, and we want the SDR, quote, to form the embryonic embryo to set up a world cashless currency. So that the SDR will form the embryo of a world currency. You can go read the actual quotes in Kurt Nemo's article, Globalists Push SDRs as World Reserve Currency. But still, the media, the establishment media that's losing all credibility and almost all their listeners and viewers, still makes fun of you. If you read Time Magazine promoting world government as the answer to all our problems and say, I don't want world government, they go, you're a nut. There's no world government being set up. If you read it in the Financial Times of London, I mean, they've written multiple editorials by their one of their main editors saying, yes, there's a world government. One of them's titled And Now for World Government. And he says, yeah, we built it in secret. Yes, it's authoritarian, but that's for your own good. I mean, they don't just admit they've built this world government through fraud, but that it's authoritarian. That means tyrannical and for your own good. But then they play this mental game with the general dumbed-down public going, yes, we want a world government, but listen, sheep, if you hear Alex Jones or somebody talk about it, they're kooks. And all those years while they were building it, they tried to keep everybody in the dark. And those of us that went and got the documents, got the video clips, got the research and warned people, folks that would actually go do the research and find out we were telling the truth, tried to warn folks and did something. And that's why we've got to jump on them, because we were willing to be made fun of all these years. But now here we are, and there's these preconditioned yuppies in people that will still make jokes about it. I routinely flip around the radio dial driving into work and driving back from the office. And, I mean, I can tune into Dallas. I can tune into San Antonio. I can tune into Austin. And I routinely, a couple times a week, hear hosts making fun of me. Callers making fun of me. You know, they'll be talking about some New World Order story in the news that's admitted, but then play helicopter noises. That's the most popular, you know, helicopter blades. And then go, yeah, that's what Alex Jones says. And then they'll throw in, yeah, Alex Jones thinks aliens are going to get us. We don't even talk about aliens. See, it's like a standard thing. And it's not like they're getting some CIA directive to do it. They're just social climbers. And they go with whatever they think is popular. If it was popularly believed the Earth was flat, they'd make fun of you if you said it was round. If it was popularly believed that the moon was made of Swiss cheese, because it looked like Swiss cheese to people 500 years ago, then if you say it's not Swiss cheese, they make fun of you. Oh, that Alex Jones, he says it's not made of Swiss cheese. And it's this idea that so many weak-minded people have that, A, if they just say something is one way, that makes it that way because it's that way in their little brain. But, B, And more importantly, they don't ever research the way the world really works. They're not interested in that. I mean, I'm like a moth to flame. I want to know how the world really works. I want to know the mysteries of the world. I want to understand things. It's very interesting. It's also very frightening, but also exhilarating. I want to understand human nature, and I exponentially learn more. These people just revel in tuning into MSNBC or Fox News or CNN and then regurgitating whatever they heard the talking heads say, like that makes them smart to repeat a bunch of propaganda and pablum and pap. And they're destroying their own future, but they're childlike. They're junior high-like. It's like a groupthink of a bunch of sheep going off a cliff. We're going to come back with this amazing audio video of a day in the park, one of the answer to 1984-1776 entries. I'm going to be playing more and more of these great entries here on the air because the really good ones are coming in.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs Generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I want to play this 5-minute audio video of one of the Answer to 1984-1776 contest. You can physically go out and protest and videotape the Homeland Security takeover, the rollout of TSA on the streets of America, and videotape it and have a submission. You can do a fictional video with actors. You could do an animation. You've got a couple more weeks to get your submissions in. The V for Victory campaign can be incorporated into this, but doesn't have to be. That's a separate program, and there, you know, there's not prize money to do that. That's if you believe in activism and to expose the fact that we know that a federal takeover is happening in our society by posting V posters everywhere with a short message about tyranny. It gets the media talking, it gets locals talking to force this issue out there into public debate, just like we've done in the last year and a half pushing with different contests and things dealing with the TSA. And you've done a great job. And it's showing people the power of going out with true activism, not just protesting in D.C. and then the media ignores it, but in your towns, in your cities, in your counties. That's where the real power is. And people really pay attention to political flyers being put up outside of the political season. You know, stuff that isn't left-right paradigm. And the system wants to keep you in the left-right paradigm. Now, this submission I'm playing, and I'm going to play some other good ones coming up in the next week, it's so well done, and it really illustrates everything. It's not as powerful with the audio on radio, so I'll have to voice over some of it because, it builds up the atmosphere with a fellow sitting in a park. If you're a radio listener, you can go see the video on Infowars.com. It's called A Day in the Park. He's there drinking a hot drink, a coffee, and he's looking at the American flag waving in the park, smiling at it. And it's a nice day. And then he's looking at a surveillance camera watching him. And he just feels like swearing allegiance to the flag. And whatever you think about swearing allegiance to the flag, the point is it symbolizes our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. And there is an attack on that culture. And the flag can be used by the globalists for war and things. But we're not talking about the American flag they've expropriated. We're talking about taking it back in the spirit of 1776. And then all of a sudden, a Homeland Security patrol pulls up and says, "Sir, what were you just now doing?" And it's basically what the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL do. It's how they spin states wanting their sovereignty back. That's how they spin Second Amendment groups. It's how they spin radio talk show hosts, how they try to imply everything's violent and bad. And you got Cass Sunstein saying, arrest people that disagree with the government. And he's the White House regulations czar. So this is something very real. They've already in these Homeland Security flyers, and we've posted them on the website. They tell citizens, the Homeland Security flyers put out in Oklahoma and other states and Texas say, "Is your neighbor talking about controversial political issues? Go ahead and call Homeland Security on them." So this is not a stretch. And so the car pulls up, they get in his face, and then they pull down the American flag and they run up a UN flag, a metal flag. That's more like a weather vane, and the guy cries, and then he turns and looks at the surveillance camera and sees, tacked on the side of it, somebody else was already awake to what's happening. There's a V for Victory poster, and that's the message. This takeover's happening. There are other people out there that are awake. You're not alone, buddy. What you just saw, connect with the Patriots. Go read the flyer. Find out who they are. Get together. You are occupied like the French by the Nazis. That's the message of the V for Victory campaign. This is one of the best submissions we've gotten. There's a bunch of other ones that are just as good. I mean, this is really going to be tough choosing the winner, but I'm not even thinking about who the winner is. I have an open mind until you have about a week and a half, 2 weeks to get the rest of your video submissions in. And there's links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com every day. And we post new submissions up there to where you can email those to us. But again, it's going out, making a video, however you want, the sky's the limit, and then putting it on a major video sharing site like YouTube, and then sending us that link. YouTube is preferable because you have the best potential to go viral there. But let's go ahead and play this clip. And again, I'll be voicing over some of it for radio listeners because a lot of it's just him. They're sitting in the park with the birds tweeting, "Here is a day in the park." Just sitting there on the bench. Birds are tweeting, singing. There's a little cabana and an American flag and some trees. Ah, nice hot coffee. Taking a lunch break. But he looks over at the surveillance camera. And he's thinking, how is this America? Land of the free, home of the brave. There's a surveillance camera letting him know Big Brother's watching him.
Let's see. Oh. How does that go? "I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I think...
Here comes a police car, Homeland Security. I've got face visors on.
Excuse me, sir. Good morning. Homeland Security Patrol. We just happened to notice you stood and said something just now. A public statement of some kind. May we ask you to explain your public statement?
I was pledging allegiance.
Pledging?
Yes.
Allegiance to whom?
To the flag.
By flag, you mean...
The American flag.
Oh, that, I see. Were you sincere in this pledge of your allegiance, sir?
Yes, of course I was.
By sincerely pledging this allegiance of yours, are you implying that other flags aren't worthy of allegiance?
No, I'm just sincere in my allegiance to that particular flag.
Expresses public hatred for flags of other countries.
That's not what I said.
Aggressive, suddenly denies expression of hatred.
I'm an American. I love America.
Isolationist rhetoric.
I mean, what?
Publicly abhors diversity.
Right-winger.
What's wrong with my pledging allegiance to the flag of my country?
Oh, and that other thing, you mentioned someone that you were standing under? Something like that?
Well, under God.
God, I see. And exactly which God would that be referring to?
Which God? God. The God of our forefathers.
You know, religious bigotry is kind of frowned upon around here, sir.
Come on, guys. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. That's the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, yeah. The Constitution.
Teabagger.
And all that old stuff. Give me a break.
Look, officer, what exactly is the problem here?
Are you challenging my authority, sir?
He's got his hand on the taser.
Answer the man, John Wayne.
No, I'm just unclear what's going on here.
Actively tries to deflect focus from public impropriety.
Impropriety?
Feigns ignorance. You're pushing it, pal.
Have I done something wrong, officer?
What's in the cup?
Coffee.
Where did you procure that?
I bought it at a coffee shop down the block.
He's high on something.
Unknown substance. Attempt to conceal?
I wasn't concealing anything.
Denies concealing unknown substance.
What?
Look, buddy, you've dug yourself in pretty deep here. Now, I'm specially trained to spot people who may be contemplating acts of terrorism. I'd think long and hard if I were you about saying another word. I thought so. If we didn't have more pressing matters,
come on, man, let's do this.
Okay.
It's in the trunk. I'll get it. So it'll only take a minute.
They take down the American flag and run up a metal UN flag, like a metal shingle or weather vane.
Officer, why did you take down that flag and replace it with...
That flag's better. It's metal, so it won't burn.
What do you want to do with this thing?
Throw it in the trunk. We'll need something to wash the car with.
See you around, whack job.
He looks at the surveillance camera and down at the bottom, and there's a V for Victory sign tacked on it. Now he understands he's occupied. What's so incredible about this little five-minute piece is that almost everything in it is actually happening. The UN says that if you're for one religion, that's bigoted towards others. More and more police are wearing ski masks just in public and obscuring their faces. Even if you're an atheist, a lot of atheists have gotten mad by this video. By saying you're under God, that means the state isn't above you and that your rights come from God, not the state. Hope folks understand that. And just expanding on it multiple times. Aaron and Rob Jacobson were in Kansas City, a half mile away from the Federal Reserve, at a city park on a sidewalk, shooting video at a distance of the Federal Reserve building. They'd already been there and shot some video. And a car pulls up, and people get out armed, federal security guards with guns, and say, give us your IDs. And they go ahead and do that, even though they had no authority. And then they say, now leave. And they said, well, no, we're at a city park. And they said, okay. And they started pulling their guns out. And so my guys left, and we put the video on YouTube, and the Kansas City Star reported on it and did point out they had no authority and it was wrong. Then the Federal Reserve tried to deny that even done it, that we had the video. And so it's worse than that. I mean, security guards just show up and say, leave. You got two nicely dressed, you know, short-haired. I mean, can you imagine what minorities must go through, or people that don't look like, you know, kind of conservative? They're just like, what? We're just here videotaping. They're like, I told you, leave. And the hands go to the weapons. I mean, it's just total tyranny. And so that is what they're setting up right there. As hardcore as the video seems, it's actually worse in many respects. And what that flag symbolizes is being destroyed.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Overall, though, we should be very positive.
Listen to the radio.
And thank God that so many people are waking up and we can actually have a real debate now about the global government instead of it hiding in the shadows. And it has always been a great pleasure to be able to be a radio host, to be able to talk to people. I got involved 18 years ago, started getting involved politically, going to city council, going to county commissioners. 17 years ago, going and spending 6 months to get my Access TV license and learn how to use the equipment, and did the TV show for about a year on my own. Got a radio show. And now look what we've done over those 16 years, what we've been able to do with the truth, and how much we've all learned together. I mean, that should be confidence building in those of you out there that have just woken up recently, or many of you who've been awake before I was ever awake or before I was ever born. Every little thing you do to expose the globalist and to point out the hypocrisy and the corruption is one step closer to defeating the New World Order. They're going to try to stage riots and destabilization in this country with the globalist policies that they've put in place. They've been gearing up for it. And they believe through that crisis, they're going to sell the public on accepting an even more draconian control grip. And that's because the globalists have set up a system where there is no room for a middle class. There is no room for individuals to be able to control their own destinies. And that is not something I want for myself. That is not something that I want for my family. And I know that's something you don't want. So whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, whether you're a police officer, whether you're a school teacher, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, an auto mechanic, a rancher, a farmer, a scientist, it doesn't matter. All of us are human beings. And we have that shared common bond. And the globalists try to divide us on every front at every level. And those divisions become real. So then a lot of times you have to respond to attacks you're getting by a group. And then that only adds to the overall confusion. But once we begin to identify the central banking cartel, really the Ponzi scheme cartel, once we identify the New World Order and get past the puppets of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Barack Obama and Joe Biden and all these people, there's nothing they can do. Once we understand their game plan, and once the public understands order out of chaos, if we get the word out, the game is over. And so we're in a race with the New World Order. They're moving faster and faster because they can see the growth curve of awakening. And so they're trying to clamp down on that and openly trying to condition you to internet kill switches are a good thing, and censoring freedom of speech is a good thing, and going after our Second Amendment's a good thing. But then when you look at all those issues, they're popular with the people. So the more they come after our free speech, the more people wake up and get involved. The more they come after our sovereignty, the more people wake up and get involved. The more the banks loot us and try to raise our taxes, the more people wake up and get involved. And so this idea of liberty versus tyranny is transcendent. It transcends borders. It transcends time, cultures, race, religion. And if the people know the truth and can recognize what's wholesome and good and productive versus what's bad, can you judge the fruit of a tree? There's a lot of trees that have fruit or nuts on them that you can't eat. How do you judge that tree? Judge it by its fruits. Or if you have a fruit tree that grows good fruit, but it doesn't produce a lot of fruit, you know it's a bad tree. What produces good fruit? What produces results? What produces awakening? That's what needs to be supported. That's what needs to be promoted. And we have done so much together, so much, and we can do so much more. And yes, for a long time we've been fighting an uphill battle because people believe they can't win. Ron Paul is winning many of the straw polls and scientific polls as the number one presidential candidate. In many others, he's number two. I don't even see anywhere he's number three, but the media keeps saying he can't win, he can't win, he can't win. That's what Donald Trump said at CPAC yesterday. They're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy or trying to get you to jump to conclusions. But even if Ron Paul runs and doesn't win, we win because he'll have that platform and educate even more people about the globalist and about the private Federal Reserve and the inflation tax. You know, he goes from not having one sponsor 15 years ago to passing auditing the Fed and the House. Next time, it'll probably pass the Senate. The point is that we gain ground each time. And by resisting, we learn that we can have victories. We learn that we can affect change. And so they're back saying over and over again, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win. Well, Ron Paul wins by announcing he's going to run, hopefully soon. You win when you run for city council. It may take you 100 times going down there and talking about fluoride, but it'll get removed because you've got the truth on your side. It's taken 37 years to start flipping public opinion against abortion. We're moving against that. We're winning on the Second Amendment now. We can win, win, win together. And I just want to thank you all for the great work you do, the stations, the sponsors, the crew. We couldn't do any of this without your support.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, T-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again, there. Go to gusset.com/America today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the second half of the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, February 11th, 2011. My name's Paul Joseph Watson. I'll be your host for the next hour and a half, sitting in for Alex. And I'm, of course, the editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com. In the final hour, we'll be joined by economist Bob Chapman for his regular Friday visit to talk about the economy and, of course, today's news, which is the IMF's call for a new global currency to replace the dollar. But first, I'm delighted to welcome the former deputy campaign manager for Congressman Ron Paul and, of course, the president and CEO of Liberty Guard at libertyguard.org, Joe C. Husen. And Joe's currently attending the annual CPAC conference down there, where all the prospective presidential candidates are giving their speeches. Welcome to the show today, Joe. Great to have you on the air.
Paul, thank you. It's great to be with you.
Now, of course, as I just said, you're at CPAC representing Congressman Ron Paul. And yesterday we had this spectacle of Donald Trump, another one of the prospective presidential candidates. He says he's considering whether to run, dismissing the chances of the 11-term congressman, Ron Paul, of beating Obama in 2012, saying he had, quote, zero chance of doing so. And in fact, we're just going to go to a brief clip of Donald Trump now saying that. Go to the clip.
I wish there was a candidate that I saw that would be fantastic, because I love what I'm doing. In fact, I have a great club that's 15 minutes away. By the way, Ron Paul could not get elected. I'm sorry to tell you. Sorry. And you know what else? I like Ron Paul. I think he's a good guy. But honestly, he has just zero chance of getting elected. You have to win an election.
So that's Donald Trump there. And Joe, you've since been quoted in the National Journal as labeling Trump's comments as, quote, preposterous. Explain to us why he's wrong and how, in fact, Ron Paul can be Obama next year.
I you're right. I'm at CPAC and representing, of course, really Liberty Guard and Congressman Barr's organization. And I was the deputy national campaign manager for Ron Paul and the ever delightful Donald Trump. Of course, he loves to tell us he's ready to run the government. He's clearly adept at running, in effect, his mouth. I respectfully say that he needs to distinguish between a cheer and a jeer. This morning he was on Morning Joe saying that when he made that comment, he was being cheered wildly, and I think if you look at it and listen to it, he was being jeered as much as he was being he was being cheered. He made the comment that Congressman Paul kind of didn't have any electability, and of course the interesting thing was that Congressman Paul has been actually elected to office 11 times, and Mr. Trump, I believe, has not been elected to any office. And so I think I did say it was a preposterous statement for him to say that, kind of dismissing Dr. Paul out of hand, who has a very large national organization really in place, should he choose to use it. He has national name recognition. And more importantly, he really has a serious, sound economic policy, foreign policy, monetary policy, a program to defend civil liberties that's well articulated and very popular, not only among Republicans and libertarians, independents, but many Democrats as well. He has a very broad reach. And so while Mr. Trump is now a kind of a television star and a real estate mogul and a wonderful American who has a lot of vitality for the free market and I have a lot of respect for him, I did make the comment that, you know, this is politics, and he is in many ways really a neophyte at that, just in terms of he has not run for office to my knowledge and hasn't won. So I think Dr. Paul, were he to run, I think would mount a serious challenge to Barack Obama, given that his policies are really the antithesis of Mr. Obama's policies of more government, more intervention, Dr. Paul being more freedom, less intervention both nationally and internationally.
And, of course, we had this Rasmussen poll this week, which shows that Ron Paul has a better chance of beating Obama than, indeed, Sarah Palin, who, of course, is not there at CPAC, but she's going to be one of the big establishment Republican candidates who they're going to heavily push in the coming months. And this poll showed that Ron Paul was 2 points ahead of her in terms of the ability to defeat Obama. Now, what's interesting is we had this recent 15-point bounce that Obama enjoyed after the Tucson shootings. Before that, and of course that bounce is certain to subside, before that we had a poll, another Rasmussen poll in April of last year, that said that if Ron Paul and Obama went head-to-head, that it would basically be a dead heat. I mean, Obama only edged that poll by 1%, and that's before, of course, this the mobilization of the grassroots Ron Paul movement that you just mentioned. So, I mean, both of those polls completely contradict Trump's claim that you've got, quote, zero chance, surely, don't they, Joe?
Well, it really does, and it's a couple of serious polls showing really this statistical dead heat. And again, I think that's because Dr. Paul has a legitimate foreign policy, domestic policy, and that is it is appealing not only to Republicans but also many Democrats, independents, libertarians, and it's well articulated and it's thoughtful. And it actually, I think, Americans this next cycle are really going to be looking for solutions. And Sarah Palin is certainly a charismatic figure, clearly a polarizing figure. Mr. Obama has been a polarizing figure. I think Dr. Paul, with his emphasis on the Constitution, that being that document that really welcomes everyone and addresses their concerns, a broad spectrum of people can look at and live within the Constitution and to be able to pursue their life, liberty, and happiness. I think there's a broad-based appeal, and his candidacy, if he were to run, would be serious and a serious challenge. So, again, Mr. Trump is a charismatic and a delightful American, and charming and very successful in many ways. But I think to dismiss a serious candidate out of hand, I thought was somewhat whimsical on his part.
And you mentioned the fact that we've got this whole raft of polarizing candidates, certainly many of which are there at CPAC at the moment. Isn't it the case that, you know, if Republicans just elect a George Bush 2.0, someone like Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich, you know, another neocon, that will completely eliminate the chances of securing these swing votes? We know that there are millions of dissatisfied independents and Democrats who have completely lost faith in, you know, Obama's hope and change, and that those votes are on the table. And in fact, won't Ron Paul be in the perfect position to capture that demographic, whereas the more establishment candidates won't?
Well, and this is something that America is really kind of waking up to with the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, this kind of swing from polar opposite to polar opposite. You know, you have one party winning, and of course they want to benefit their special interest group. The other party wins, they want to benefit their special interest group supporters. But really, you know, the two parties really have one thing in common. They really want to interfere and intervene in your life, certainly domestically and internationally. You know, they want to be involved in your money. They want to be involved in your freedom, your civil liberties. And now we even have the moxie to say that we want to be involved in making decisions for other sovereign nations around the world. And someone like a Dr. Paul, someone with that more libertarian, more free market, more constitutional, traditional American-based worldview is really more of what you'd call a non-interventionist, a person that says we look at our citizens, we treat them with respect as adults, they make their choices, they take the responsibility for their choices, and good heavens, overseas, these are sovereign people and sovereign nations. Really, it's kind of none of our business to get involved with them dictating what they should do. And I think, and hopefully, that's what we'll do, is we'll, if you will, kind of transcend this seesawing back and forth between interventionists on the right versus interventionists on the left and going back and forth and saying, if we're really going to solve problems such as our debt, such as these foreign wars and our civil liberties, then we're really going to have to look to people that are principled in traditional American values of free markets, a true free market, and true constitutional, reestablishing our constitution, our republic, and making sure that's vibrant and vital. And so that's why a Dr. Paul type candidate would be so helpful to this country, whereas many of these other candidates, Democrat or Republican, would be kind of a continuation of this whipsawing kind of a polarity. And to this point of civil liberties, and this is really where our group, Liberty Guard, really comes in, and the work we've been doing with the TSA, and then I've had the pleasure of talking to Alex and his audience about this vital issue of the TSA and how they have, as part and parcel of this culture of intervention, feel that they can, of course, not only take electronic images of us trying to get into airports that end up essentially denuding us and taking nude photographs of us, but then this much more draconian measure of these full body searches, and that's something that Liberty Guard has been very active in combating, and that's something we were wanting to visit with you today on.
Yeah, because of course Liberty Guard was one of the groups at the forefront of the backlash against the TSA, which really kicked into high gear at the back end of last year. Now, you had this Freedom of Information Act request, and of course that was dealing with a demand for the TSA to turn over all information on this blatantly obvious stand down that occurred over the Thanksgiving period, when reports were pouring in from across the country of naked body scanners being turned off and these invasive pat downs being temporarily mothballed in what we wrote at the time basically was a political stunt to derail the momentum of this national opt-out day protest, which was occurring at exactly the same time. Now, Joe, first the TSA tried to ignore you. They tried to buy some time with this Freedom of Information Act request. Now I understand you've got to the stage where you're preparing the lawsuit. Can you give us an update on that situation and where it's heading at the moment?
Well, thank you. And yes, that's exactly right. When I last spoke with Alex, we were talking and we had, of course, filed the Freedom of Information Act, and we were fully expecting that we would not get a response. And I think I was even on the air the day that the TSA needed to respond. And much to our amazement, quite literally at the last moment, moments before it was due, we were notified that they were responding. And essentially, that was really a tactical maneuver on their part to prohibit us from actually being able to file the federal lawsuit that we were prepared to file. It forced us to go into an administrative remedy in which we and the TSA begin a process of discussions to try to understand and get to the bottom of this. But the problem is, of course, that could take a month or two or six. They could certainly drag it out. One could understand why they would want to drag it out, because in their response to us, they said, and really our response, Paul, we wanted to know specifics, and we wanted to say, did you discuss Alex Jones? Did you discuss Prison Planet? Did you discuss Bob Barr and Liberty Guard? Did you discuss Matt Drudge? And if you did, we want to know about it. And did you have discussions that might indicate that you were going to stand down on the day or two, the Thanksgiving day or two before? These are the most heavily traveled days. And the days in where the TSA, what they have told us, is that those would be the days you'd want to have lots of extra scans. You'd want to really have those machines at top form, because they have told us that our well-being, our safety in the skies is contingent upon those machines and contingent upon those searches. We had called for the opt-out alliance that day of opting out, people saying, I don't want the scan, I want the pat-down, and really to kind of share with really all Americans the intrusive nature of this and to bring it to their attention through the media. And when they called it off and they shut down the machines and they did not do the pat-downs on the very day that they should be doing the most of them to protect Americans, We couldn't help but think, did they do that for a political reason? Did they realize that the media spotlight and the awareness of the American people were going to really be on them and what they were doing? And I think, you know, this is one of these procedures, Paul, where, you know, civil liberties has an abstract nature to it. We think about it, freedom of speech, it's so ubiquitous in this country that we take it for granted. But when we see, you know, a grandmother or a nun or a child being essentially groped and fondled and all but strip searched, essentially, and we see the demeaning component of it, it's shocking to us, and it's kind of a visual symbol of the degeneration of the vitality of the protection of our civil liberties, particularly when a real question arises based upon some studies is how effective this really is in protecting American safety in the skies. So there's a real serious question of whether they did that. We filed the FOIA to force their hand. They get back to us and say, you know, we've got 9 pages that really address the very issues you're raising. And oh, by the way, and this is fascinating how bureaucracies work, when you said, do we have information talking about Alex Jones and Prison Planet and Bob Barr and Liberty Guard and Matt Drudge on these 4, 5, 8 days, we didn't think you were being specific enough, so we wouldn't even do that search. Now, I guess I would say when you use a proper noun in someone's name and you give them a 4, 5, or 8, or 10-day range, gee whiz, any of us could figure out how to do that. So I think they've said we got 9 pages on the one topic. We, of course, have to know that on these other topics they have information. They're not disclosing it. And we got back to them in a very vigorous way and are demanding to get to the bottom of it. And so we filed kind of a second rebuttal of that FOIA to really drill down and make sure that we're getting to the bottom of it. So that's really the update, Paul, on the first FOIA.
And that's just amazing, the fact that they tacitly admit that they were talking about Alex Jones and Prison Planet with these 9 pages relating to your Freedom of Information Act request. We'll be back after the break with Joe C. Husen of LibertyGuard.org to talk about this and more. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show live, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, Friday, February 11, 2011. We're talking to Joe C. Hewson, President and CEO of Liberty Guard at libertyguard.org. And Joe just dropped the proverbial bombshell before the break. It turns out that the TSA does have 9 pages of information which were created at the height of the TSA backlash at the end of last year, which talk about Matt Drudge, Liberty Guard, Bob Barr, Alex Jones, and Prison Planet. Just as we said all along, the stalling in responding to this FOIA request looks like it was exactly that. It was designed to prevent the release of this information. Joe, do you think the TSA will basically be forced to release those 9 pages, and what's the timescale on that?
Well, that's precisely the work that we're doing at Liberty Guard, and I want to modify what I'm hearing you say as best I understand it. They have 9 pages that specifically regard this possibility of their kind of shutting down or standing down on these issues, and then of course we want to get to the bottom of the political possibility that they did this really from a political point of view as to a public safety point of view. The point regarding Alex Jones, Prison Planet, Matt Drudge, etc., is that they won't even do the search because they said there's not enough specific information, which is absurd on the face of it. And we're pursuing that, of course, to force them to disgorge what information they have about Alex Jones and Matt Drudge vis-a-vis this issue in those dates. And so I think we do really get a clear indication from them. They have information. They're not disclosing it. We're in a process of forcing them to disclose that. If we get through this administrative phase and it's not satisfactory, then Liberty Guard is prepared to take it to a federal court. That would be our remedy after this process. We not only, Paul, have filed the FOIA on the issue that we've been discussing, but 2 others. One of them intriguing, the other frightening. This one, what was called the Screening Partnership Program, which is a program where the TSA said to private airports, you know, you can use our TSA, and I believe those are union screeners, or you can use your own contract screeners, private corporations and companies that would put forward the screeners. And they did a study to see if the effectiveness of the 2 different groups, and they hired a consulting firm called the Catapult Consulting Firm. They never disclosed the result of that, and we're confident that the result of that study is that the private screeners did a superior job to the TSA screeners. But we're forcing them to disclose that particular contract, and of course the taxpayers paid about $500,000 to get that study done. That's an interesting one that we're going to track. But the one I also wanted to mention to you, Paul, is the one that the Department of Homeland Security, none other than Janet Napolitano herself, Big Sis, is putting in place with, if you can imagine, their new partner, Walmart, their program called See Something, Say Something. Now imagine this, you're checking out at Walmart, and in line you have a screen in front of you, and up comes Janet Napolitano, who gives you a lecture and a talk on national security and safety and terrorism, and tells you, you know, if you see something, you gotta say something. and then you go along and buy your Coca-Cola and your beach ball. But you've just, in effect, had an indoctrination from the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security. We're really challenging that. That's actually in effect at 600 Walmart stores, and we want to get to the bottom.
Joe, stay there. We'll be back after the break. If you can hold over, we'll talk about it soon. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show live, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones on this Friday, February 11th edition. And we're talking to Joe C. Hewson, President and CEO of Liberty God, who, of course, are leading the fight against Big Sis and the TSA. Now, Joe was just talking before the break about how his group is looking to get more information on this study, which found that the private security that airports had hired were more successful than TSA itself, which is very interesting given the fact this week that John Pistole, the head of the TSA, has moved to block the ability of private airports from replacing the TSA with their own private security. Of course, a massive invasion of the 10th Amendment and states' rights. But Joe, after that, you were just mentioning the Walmart telescreens and Big Sis's message to shoppers. Now, what's your investigation into that concluded?
Well, again, I think if you look at all of these things that we're discussing, it's just a breathtaking, rapid deterioration of civil liberties. I mean, we're being assailed and assaulted as American people by these procedures. You just mentioned this, the private versus public and TSA, and this is this protecting a special interest group? In this case, the TSA unions. Is that what's driving this, or is it really public safety? And this Catapult Consulting study seems to address that. And our suspicion is it came out in favor of the private contractors, and I guess perhaps that's not politically expedient for the TSA, but again, that comes back to the question of the safety of American people versus political expediency. And so that's a shocking revelation to me. And then we move along to Walmart, and now we're into Orwellian country of, you know, people there buying their Walmart goods and looking up at screens and seeing Big Sis with a beatific smile, telling them to, if you see something, say something. Are we now going to be reporting on and tattletales of our neighbors? Are we going to be kind of making stuff up? And I mean, we're all in favor of national security. Who wouldn't be? But at the expense of what? And our civil liberties, our freedom, our Constitution? No, thank you. That's not going to happen. This actually went into effect December of last year. It went into 600 stores. And if you go to the Walmart, has this up on its own website. It says it's the first proud national partner with the good folks down at the Department of Homeland Security. Well, if they're the first national partner, first of all, they're a pretty big partner to to get started with, I think every other store is going to really fall in line. And does that mean when we go to the grocery store, we're going to have Big Sis looking at us and wagging her finger and telling us exactly what we need to do? How far is this down the road of indoctrination and propaganda? This is surreal to Americans and looking at this. This is the kind of thing that we are not accustomed to, and that we feel we really need to stand tall and get to the bottom of. And that's what Liberty Guard is doing. We filed this FOIA to say, geez, we need to know more about what this is. What kind of deals were struck? Is there any quid pro quo here? I mean, is there anything in this for Walmart? And if so, we'd certainly like to know about that. And kind of a summary statement that I would make to you, Paul, is that we've been actively involved in this at Liberty Guard, and really we've followed the TSA and Department of Homeland Security procedures. And we've kind of, as it were, going through the front door, we've had that front door really kind of slammed in our face. I mean, there's an acknowledgement. We got 9 pages of information about this, and we're just not going to tell you about it. So what we're going to do, just to give you and your listeners a bit of a heads up, we have devised an additional way that we're going to be pursuing this, as we are going to continue to take the legal remedies, administrative remedies that are available to us. We have another program that we're putting into place that is also going to address this. And a specific thing, and we're going to come on Alex's show next week.
We'll see you next time, Joe. End of the segment. Thanks for your time. We'll speak to you again soon. Bob Chapman coming up soon. Stay tuned.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show Live. We're going to get Joe C. Hewson of Liberty Guard back on next week to talk about yet another FOIA request that they've launched in the continuing backlash against Big Sis and the TSA. We're going to go to your calls for Bob Chapman at the bottom of the hour, who, of course, needs no introduction. He's the founder and editor of International Forecaster Financial Newsletter at internationalforecaster.com. The phone-in number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Bob, great to speak to you again. Good to have you back on the show today.
Well, thank you very much. And as always, on Friday, I'm very happy to be here.
Now, the IMF is out again repeating their call for the SDR to replace the dollar as this embryonic global reserve currency. And, of course, we know from previous IMF documents that were published last year that this SDR transference is merely a stepping stone to the eventual implementation of a truly global currency that will be controlled by a global central bank, and they've even named what the global currency will be called. It's the Bancor currency. Bob, given the fact that the global elite already have such a tight grip on the global economy, why do they need this global currency?
I think more than anything else, it's a control factor. If you go back to 1969, when the SDR was invented, so to speak, it came at a time when they tried to use it as a substitute for gold. And it turned out very badly. Gold ran up, and after 1971, it ran up some more. And then in 1978, the IMF sold gold. And so the SDR never got any headway, and I don't think it ever will. Under the rules, they cannot be gold-backed SDRs. And it's my personal opinion after these many years that there is no system that can work without gold backing. And the reason why is the temptation is so great that people are always going to print more money or create more credit than they should. And it's been shown over and over again. I was writing a article this morning for tomorrow's issue, and I talked about China, and if anybody has any experience with this, the Chinese do. I mean, they've been printing paper money, and I think they were the first ones to do it, for almost 1,000 years. And it was better than having iron or copper coins, because the iron ones were really heavy. And so they have found that in using a currency without backing, it's always collapsed. And they know that very well, and so does all of these people like Bernanke and Greenspan and so on, who are, quote, financial experts, like myself. They believe that they can do it again, and it isn't going to happen, and of course it's going to happen. And so the SDR isn't going to work. The Bancor isn't going to work. Keynesianism is not working, and it really is, after all these years of studying and looking at it. Keynesianism is nothing more than corporatist economic fascism. And it's to underlyingly create monopolies that control governments. And the only thing that's going to work is either a conglomeration of currencies, maybe 5 or 10 or 20, put together. They all have gold backing, and they all have a percentage interest in the unit, in an index. Or they could go back to the dollar after it's devalued, and they've written off their debt like all the other currencies would, that perhaps the dollar would be backed again, say, with 25% gold. And if that happened, it would work fine. August 15, 1971 was the year that this whole thing really started to come unglued. And there's no way back for them. The only thing they can do is back another currency with gold, whatever it is, and it's not going to be the SDR.
Now, I mean, basically, the SDR is a basket of currencies. You've got the dollar, the euro, the yen, the British pound. But now we're hearing calls to include the Chinese yuan in this basket of SDR currencies. Is this a move to kind of exalt China as the new global powerhouse while, you know, the U.S. empire fades?
Yes, I think it is. And the Chinese problems are every bit as serious as America's problems. I mean, you go from province to province, inflation varies widely, but if you go to Guangdong and you decide to go shopping in Hong Kong, which is not too far away, you'll find that you'll save an average of about 35% in cost. So what is Chinese inflation? They say it's 5.25%, maybe 15, maybe 20%, but it all depends on what province you're in, and that's always been that way in China. What is American inflation? They say it's 1.5%. I say it's 6.75%, and QE1 and the stimulus, the first one, will take inflation to 14% this year, followed by QE2 and the stimulus 2 that you saw in the tax package, which I called the pork package. And where's that going to push it to, 20 or 30%? No, this is really serious. And it's the only way they can keep the system going. They don't have any choice. They can't raise interest rates, and they can't stop pumping money in. And, of course, when that happens, all of the currencies fall against gold and silver. And I know the other day Max Kaiser was on with Alex, and he said the same thing. And over the last 10 out of 11 years, the average loss of the nine largest currencies over that period was 15.25%. And with silver, it was 20.375%. So it's an ongoing situation where all currencies are falling in value against gold and silver. And the reason why they are is that they continue to create money and credit. And there's a number of ways to do it, which I won't go into. And they're destroying the currencies. And the only way to protect yourself is go to gold and silver.
And, of course, on the subject of inflation, of course, unlike the Federal Reserve, the Bank of China is constantly hiking up interest rates to try and cope with it. We had, of course, you're predicting 14% real inflation in the United States by the end of the year. Last week, I wrote an article based on what the National Inflation Association were saying. And basically, they were saying that everything that we've seen unfold on the streets of Cairo over the past 2 or 3 weeks will come to resemble American cities by 2015, they said. Of course, food inflation and food shortages were two of the primary reasons why the revolution in Egypt was started in the first place. You had Egyptians spending 40% of their income on food alone as a result of the inflation that had taken place. In America, it's roughly, at the moment, it's roughly 13% of income is spent on food. But, Bob, we've got the money supply. It's going to have risen by 192% by the time QE2 is finished, and that's not even taking into account QE3 and QE4, as you mentioned. Tell us how this inflation is going to impact Americans over the next few years, and what can they do about it? Is it just buying gold, or is it a combination of that and storable food? What can people do to prepare for this inflationary holocaust?
Well, it's what we've talked about for a long time on this program and others, and it's dehydrated, freeze-dried foods, a water filter, and something to defend your family. Very, very important, because today it's very difficult to keep your job, and if you're lucky enough to that, you know, you won't need it right away, the food. On the other hand, people are getting laid off left and right. Big corporations, they haven't hired much at all. and that's how they were improving their bottom line. So I expect, in fact, I did a program this morning on Press TV in Tehran, and I was talking about the reason why we would not have better employment figures. We're looking at, if you check the birth-death ratio, which is the birth and death of jobs, and that was something that was thought up in order to manipulate the employment figures. If you throw that out and you add its component to the U6, which is 16.38%, you come up at 22.6% real employment. Now, you've got municipalities and states who are going to have to lay off because of the tremendous debt that they have. Some of them will go bankrupt as well. And then you also have returning veterans, and there's a fair amount of them. And they are finding it almost impossible to get a job. I get 4 or 5 letters a day from college graduates. What do I do? What do I do? And you just keep on trying. And some people will say, well, I'll take anything I can get. And then they go to get a job, and everybody in there is an illegal alien. So they can't find a job sweeping floors or collecting garbage, you know, the lower order jobs, even though they're willing to take them. And so it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Okay, we'll be back after the break. Taking your questions for Bob Chapman, 800-259-9231. Stay tuned. We're going to talk more about inflation, unemployment, and if we're going to see what's unfolding on the streets of Egypt happen in America. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned. Prison Planet.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Ambaren to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Ambaren work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Ambaren is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Ambaren completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Ambaren, visit GetAmbaren.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
Look, it's Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com. Now, Business Insider article today, 11 countries at risk of becoming the next Egypt. And you read this article, and there seems to be a common theme. Every single country on the list has high inflation, soaring food costs, and high unemployment, which, of course, is exactly what we're facing now in America. Bob, they say that, you know, every society is three meals away from a revolution. It's a question we've asked many times. What will it take for American cities to resemble the scenes that we've been witnessing in Egypt over the past couple of weeks? Is it going to come down to food shortages and inflation to really kick things off?
Well, on this and on other programs, I've said many times, when asked what is going to snap these people into gear who are hesitant, don't want to know, see the evidence but don't care. And I always said, empty bellies. And we're on the cusp of that. And it's caused for two reasons, floods and droughts, poor crops. And then on top of it, you have a flight to quality in investment. The stock market, yes, it's up. It's up because of the money that the Federal Reserve has put into, in this instance, purchasing treasuries and agencies, bonds. That's Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie, and FHA bonds, besides treasuries. And that allows other investors, professional, banking, brokerage houses, speculators, to speculate in the market because they don't have to spend any money trying to purchase bonds because the Fed's already doing it. And so that excessiveness of money that's in the system has gone into the market. But there are those who are saying, no, this is not going to stand up. They just saw the bond market, U.S. 10 Treasury note, go from 220 to 374 today. And that's a point and a half. And that means that we're going to see 30-year fixed-rate mortgages probably in the vicinity of 5.5% to 5.625%, because I think that figure for the 10 will go from 374 to 4% or 4.25% in that area before it rests again, so to speak. When you put all these things together and investors are saying, no, I don't want to be there, so I'll go over and do commodities, gold and silver. And that's what they've been doing. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the commodity index, the CRB index, is still about 60 points from its high 3 years ago. And so I think the high is going to be broken because the money that's flowing into commodities is going to push prices up. It's not only food. It's also base metals, gold and silver, platinum, palladium, and cotton, and on and on. And that's going to continue because it's a safe harbor. And who's going to pay for it? The poorer countries of the world at first. Riots, revolutions, starvation, particularly starvation. And that'll be followed in perhaps a year or two by problems in bigger, more wealthy nations, such as the United States, Western Europe, maybe even Canada. And I think that that is what's going to finally give that shove to individuals within that society, particularly with higher unemployment. It's going to give it the shove that's going to bring the people in the streets in the same way that it brought them into the streets recently in Tunisia and Egypt. And that's the way it's headed. So the group that you cited, the NIA, is probably right. And I'm probably right as well. How long it will take remains to be seen. I can't answer that, and I don't think anybody can. But that's where we're headed.
Now, you mentioned gold. I wanted to get your take on this one. We'll probably take your answer after the break. But considering the fact that Goldman Sachs habitually do the opposite of what they tell their clients, it's interesting today that they've put out a note saying that basically the gold rally's over, the US dollar's going to get stronger, and that everything's going to be hunky-dory. We'll get Bob Chapman's take on that after the break. We'll also go to your calls, 800-259-9231. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs.
We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Bob, Goldman Sachs habitually do the opposite of what they tell their clients to do. Now they're saying that the U.S. economy is set for a rapid recovery, that gold's going to flop, that the U.S. dollar will get stronger. Does that mean it's the perfect time to buy gold?
Well, it certainly is an indication that it could be. You know, you have to look at Lloyd Blankenfein, and he says, we're doing God's work. And, you know, this is the attitude that these people have. And you're right. They do and want to do the opposite of what they tell the public. And there's no controlling that. It's just like when they write and they speak, they don't even tell you their positions. And a good example is their trading departments. I mean, they may be talking about buying stock, and their trading department may very well be short the stock. And so there's no control whatsoever over what they do. But the answer straight up is yes. Gold and silver are going higher. There's no way they can keep it down. Inflation's going higher. Unemployment, at best, will go sideways. And this is going to continue for the next few years. When are they going to try to straighten out the dollar situation? Probably when it drops below 71.18 on the USDX. It's around 77.5 right now. And that will become a reality. When? I don't know, and neither does anybody else. But that's the, you know, the direction that we're headed. You pick the trend and you stay with it, because the trend is your friend. And you don't have to trade. You just get long and stay long. And that's what this saving your capital is all about, by being in gold and silver related assets. I think over the next 2 years that the price of food will double again. I mean, we put up with all of their reduced size of packages, and you're going to buy a box of cereal instead of getting, let's say, 20 ounces, you now get 10 for the same price. I mean, it's incredible. In fact, some of the supermarkets are having specials, and you get 2-for-1, and you pay $5 for this 2 boxes of cereal, so that you'll come back when the special isn't on any longer and buy one for $5. And so that's the way it's going. They'll continue to do it. Every industry is doing it, and the government's lying about it, and it's going to end up in very, very bad situation.
Cody in Arizona, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, guys. Wanted to bring an article up. I know Paul, you read on this. Napolitano secretly hosts terrorists organizations in D.C. And, yeah, this was put out by Judicial Watch back in February 18th of 2010. And it states that among them was the terrorist Muslim Brotherhood, which is a sort of parent organization of Hamas and Al-Qaeda. And then it also goes on to state that the secret event was part of President Obama's innovative program aimed at creating an information sharing network with Muslim organizations, even those known extremist ties and terrorist connections. So I wanted to ask you if you guys both could agree that there's a tie, there's a hand, a Western hand, in what's going on in Egypt right now. And we know it's all affecting our financial stability here as well as over there.
Well, I wish you'd asked me the question 3 weeks ago, because that's what I've been talking about. And not many people have come up with this take on what has happened in Tunisia and in Egypt. And that is, I think it was deliberately created because the groundwork was there in order to be a distraction for what was going on with the municipal crisis in the United States, along with the Fed financing the Treasury debt, and then also the problems in Europe. And they didn't mind letting Mubarak go. He'd stolen $70 billion, and he'll be their friend until he dies. He's 82 years old, so that's probably not very long. And they wanted Suleiman to take over. And they didn't think that they were going to run into the problems that they did. And so when they did, it just threw their problems, I might say, into the toilet. And they don't know what they're going to do now in relation to who's going to run the country. But I got to tell you something. The Muslim Brotherhood was formed in the 1920s. And they were a very fascistic organization and still are. And they sent two divisions of men to fight on the Eastern Front with Germany against the Russians who were advancing toward Germany. And so that's their overall background plus their affiliation with Hamas. And the Central Intelligence Agency has been very close to the Muslim Brotherhood and even financed them from time to time. And so what are we going to get? Well, if we get Suleiman, we'll get the same old thing back and they'll have another dictator. If we get the Muslim Brotherhood, then even if they only have a majority and have to have a coalition government, you're going to still have problems. And but the bottom line is, the U.S. government and their actions, as far as I can see, in that area have been a big mistake. They should have never taken that risk. It was not worth it because anything can happen, especially when people are hungry and living on $2 a day. I mean, you people saw 3, 4, 5 million people on the streets. I mean, they were not going to go away. And finally, for American production, Mubarak resigns in the middle of the night so he can be on daytime television in America. But the military has taken over. And under the circumstances, at least temporarily, it's probably the best thing to happen because Suleiman is not controlling them. And he was very deeply involved in the movement of so-called terrorists in the program that the CIA had, and they would send them to Egypt and torture them there. Now, he ran that program for the CIA. So you can see better what you're dealing with here. And so it's going to be a while, perhaps a month or two, before we find out what kind of government they're going to have. But that's what I think happened.
And, of course, we had the U.S. Embassy document where it's admitted that the CIA knew that this plan to overthrow Mubarak was in the works for 2011. They received this information through their informants in December 2008. So basically they had 2 years to prepare for this. And of course, now that Mubarak is out of there, you've got this El Baradei character, who is a complete front for George Soros and Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is being touted as one of the presidential candidates to take power whenever they stage an election. And stage would probably be the appropriate word from what we've seen in Afghanistan and Iraq with these kind of elections, which is, of course, not to say that the protesters don't have genuine grievances. We talked about that earlier in the show with the food inflation, but there's no doubt that this protest was hijacked by NATO, by Brzezinski, by Soros, and these kind of globalist parties to turn it to their own end, and that's what they planned to do all along. So we'll see what happens in the aftermath now that Mubarak has announced his resignation today. Zach in Canada, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's your question for Bob Chapman today?
Actually, I got a question for you there, Paul.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Bill C-36 and in Canada here got passed in like December, and the same week they passed the Senate Bill 210.
What's Bill C-36?
C-36, it's the health, their food bill. food safety bill, and the same one passed
in
America.
Oh, the food safety, yeah. And you're saying that was coordinated.
Yeah, I noticed you're right for the site Global Research, and ever since they passed those bills, they haven't wrote nothing on this site about that. Maybe you can update that site for us? That'd be awesome, because I don't see any info on that after it passed. I found some info before they passed, but after they passed, I found nothing on that site. I noticed you and your brother write for it, so maybe you guys can update it.
We don't control that website. They just use our articles, but they are based in Canada, so maybe you should contact them directly. Thanks for the call. Dwayne in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Bob. I was wondering if I could read one sentence from the biography of Owen Young and ask Bob whether this scenario could take place in our day. Here it is. It says, in 1919, Owen D. Young, at the request of the U.S. government, created the Radio Corporation of America to combat threatened foreign control of America's struggling radio industry. Do you think that could happen again in our day?
Anything could happen from a corporate viewpoint. And so many of these companies that do a great deal of business in America and elsewhere, transnational corporations. And so anything is possible. You've just seen free trade and globalization create 8.5 million job losses and the loss of 42,400 businesses in the United States, and it's continuing apace. And that kind of thing, that drawing together of companies in monopolistic fashion, is possible in every industry.
Seems like they had a more of a protectionist type of attitude at that time, where they wanted to nurture a growing American industry, and today it seems to be just the opposite while they're encouraging offshore production.
And that's true. And they will do it as long as we allow them. And I don't know how much help we're going to get from the House and Senate, because we just saw them extend the Patriot Act. And these were supposedly the people who were going to go in and change that, and they didn't do that. And so where are we now? We needed to throw more people out of office. We were unable to accomplish that. So that avenue, at least for two more years, is relatively closed for us. And again, we have to hold our breath and hope for the best.
Thanks for the call, Dwayne. Yeah, I mean, we had, what was it, 26 Republicans that voted against the Patriot Act measures being extended on Tuesday. And then last night, 22 of them, of course, Ron Paul was consistent in voting against it, 22 of these Republicans, most of which are Tea Party members, who are supposed to be interested in protecting individual rights and limiting the power of big government, just flipped their votes and voted for it. And what are these provisions? It's about the lone wolf provision, being able to conduct surveillance on Americans with basically no oversight whatsoever. You don't even need to prove that they've got any links to terrorism. They just say they need to conduct the surveillance, and it happens. Warrantless wiretapping. Chris in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Paul. I just wanted to ask you, first of all, if you'd seen the article. I think I emailed it in, but I don't know if anyone saw it. Because Bob was just saying about how it's important, you know, to have something to be able to protect ourselves, you know, and when he was talking about food. And there's a, from the Catholic News Service, there's an article that says, gun control, church firmly, quietly opposes firearms for civilian ownership. And it goes in there and it talks about how now that the Pope is telling people they need to turn their guns in, and that it's evil to own guns, and private gun ownership is firearms. And he says that firearms in the hands of civilians should be strictly limited and eventually completely eliminated. And I never really heard you guys cover that, so I thought that was kind of interesting. And also, I thought was interesting, I wanted to ask you, I've heard of this mine by Stockings called Santa Fe Gold, and I wanted to kind of ask Bob, what was the benefit of owning the gold bullion over buying the stock in the gold mine, since it, you know, the company is growing, and if gold is going to do so well, you know, what would be the advantages of that?
Well, I don't know Santa Fe, but I do know that historically, gold and silver shares have done well During the 1930s, they went up over 500%, while gold doubled. And that was a deflationary depression. During the inflationary recession between 1977 and 1981, the average gold and silver share went up 40 times the advance of gold bullion. So shares have performed very well historically. I would say that they will perform as well, if not better, in the future. That's a very, very conservative statement. But you don't have the gold and silver in your hand either. And so I think people should do both, and whatever is suitable for them. And so that's the way I approach gold and silver, bullion and coins, and shares together. And everybody's different, and lots of people write to me, and I answer everybody and tell you what I think, and I helped a lot of people. Again, what was the first part of that question before that?
I was just pointing out to Paul that I had sent in an article.
Oh, yes, I got it now. The Catholic Church and guns.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Pope wants the people who are civilians to get rid of their guns.
Exactly, and that they're telling people that.
Are you familiar with his background during the Second World War?
Yeah, actually I am, yeah.
Well, do you want me to get into that or not?
I mean, not really. I just kind of thought it was interesting that now all of a sudden we're hearing this, you know, you're always talking about gun control, you know, gun control. And here now that the Catholic Church is, you know, priests are now promulgating this message that, you know, owning guns is evil and that you shouldn't be doing this. I think it's kind of interesting that they're attacking it from that front also. They're attacking it from the pulpit, and they're telling, you know, if they can get people to think that it's evil, that might be one other way they can get them out of our hands.
I mean, you know what?
Well, that's the same thing they said between 1939 and 1945.
Yeah, but also the FEMA recruitment program is training pastors to teach their flock to submit to government. In the case of martial law, we brought that story 3 or 4 years ago, and it was since confirmed. Mm-hmm. So they're actually recruiting these preachers to tell people to submit to government, and of course that involves surrendering their firearms. So no surprise that they would be telling them that. Thanks for the call. We're going to come back to Bob Chapman after the break for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. We got Joe in Texas coming up. Sorry to the other callers. I think we'll just have time for Joe. And we'll be back after this short break. Stay tuned. PrisonPlanet.tv. It's the Alex Jones Show live with Bob Chapman.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen A Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show with Bob Chapman. Bob, quickly tell people how they can get their hands on the International Forecaster.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. All the things that you need to know each week are in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. Theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you have questions, you can email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Or you can call toll-free, 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And Ted Anderson has a terrific deal there for you to get a free one-year subscription of the Forecaster. Take advantage of it. It's a terrific deal.
Okay, Joe in Texas, final caller. Go ahead quickly, please.
Yes, Paul, great job, and Bob, it's an honor. I wanted to ask you about the retaining of silver, since silver is used so much in the electronic field, Bob, that I just wanted to inquire and see how long, in your opinion, Bob, can they keep, because I'm invested in silver, and how long can they keep manipulating this price like they are? And, you know, I mean, it's going to eventually, will it eventually be affecting like the electronic industry? And that's all I'll listen off air. Thank you.
The electronics industry is going to suffer the same as the food industry is as the price of silver goes higher. And as it goes higher, they'll have to try to find other conductors that will do the job, maybe not as good, but probably at a much less price. Whether that's possible or not, I don't know. Each situation is different. There is a lawsuit which has been consolidated. Class action. There were seven of them. One of them was a RICO lawsuit against JPM and HSBC for rigging the silver market. I heard Max Kaiser say with Alex recently that Andrew McGuire, who blew the whistle on these people for what they were doing, has more evidence to present, and that this is going to put people in jail. And so I hope Andrew McGuire is well protected. But once this happens, the price of silver is going to break out and explode because of the enormous naked short position. So you want to be in it. You want to be in gold as well. But silver probably in the short term could be very, very explosive.
Okay, thanks for the call, Joe. Slamming a quick one, Carrie. You're on the air. Go ahead. Carrie in Georgia.
Hey,
Hey, my question's really easy. It has, it's kind of off topic. If you have family members that you want to, like, get them to tune in and listen to you guys and be made aware of some of the stuff that, you know, maybe the younger generation is listening to on the alternative news, and what is the best way to tell them to tune in? Can they tune in on AM or FM? Is there a way to pick it up without satellite radio?
Yeah, there's a list of AM and FM stations on Infowars.com. Obviously, they can tune in via the internet, PrisonPlanet.com, or via the iPhone. And all those stations are listed on Infowars.com in the Listen Live section. Thanks for the time, Bob. We've come to the end of the show. We'll talk to you next Friday. Bob Chapman, TheInternationalForecaster.com. I'll be back in studio with Aaron Dykes on Monday. So stay tuned for that. Keep your entries coming in for V for Victory campaign. This is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.